Welcome, welcome to Stoner Chicks Podcast, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. I'm Kayla Teal.
I'm Grace Penzel.
Debs Devity Dobson.
I'm Phoebe Richards.
And we're so happy to be here with you, listeners.
So happy. And you know what? A happy 420 420s to you,
dear stoner.
And also to you. It's a highest.
You didn't say 420s Eve.
A highest 420s Eve to you, dear stoner.
And also to you, dear stoner.
That's right. The holidays are with us.
The holidays are with us, and I am in a hazy daze already. Ooh. Gosh, April's in the air, folks, and we may be recording this a couple weeks in the past, but boy, oh boy, are we fucking jazzed for the holiday.
Yeah,
so fucking
so much
jazz for the holiday. I'm gonna get really blazed and take a nap.
Ooh, I took a good nap yesterday, P.S., that you'd want to know.
I didn't take a good nap. My hands kept falling asleep today, and then I kept trying to like shake them and one hand clap them back into a circulatory goodness, and then I kept drooling because I'm a mouth breather because I had headgear for 7.5 years, and I was drooling on my pillow, and then I kept like moving my head and then putting my cheek into my wet spot on the pillow. Ooh. It was gross.
Yeah, and if you have problems like these, then you might be able to use the stress relief of coming to a live-streamed 420s Eve show tonight, if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out.
I hear that live show streams of us helps with drooling.
Yes. Yeah. If you were a victim of headgear, you should check out our live stream, twitch.tv/stonerchickspodcast. 4:19 tonight at 7 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
Please. Phoebe says, please watch. Time.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, you can give us your high thoughts live, and we will do a live high thoughts based on what we get in the chat. That's right, on Twitch. You can interact with us in real time on the high holiday.
Our floral outfits.
Yeah, you can see my pandemic robe.
Yeah, but more than that, this is going to be a veritable variety show meets smoke sesh. And we've done it 4 times before, live streamed from 4 little boxes. This time we're all going to be together, and shit gets weird when we're all together. So it's guaranteed to be a good time. We'll see you there. But right now, I got to hand it over to Steph for a little thank you.
I am doing thank yous. If you head on down to patreon.com/stonerchicks, you can find a whole host of other episodes. If you've gone through the backlog of 160 odd episodes so far, and you're like, I still need more, head on to Patreon. We have different levels of subscription, and we always shout out our new Patreon members. So today we are shouting out Ashley from Indiana.
Oh, boy, Ashley, thank you.
No offense to Indiana, but that's a state I 98% forget exists. But
but you know who I never forget? It's Ashley, who lives there.
Oh, no, Ashley.
I never forget Ashley either.
Never forget,
especially because she sent us the sweetest message and really supports the podcast. If you want to support us, even if you don't care about the bonus content, the best way to keep this podcast coming to you for free every week is to head over to stonerchicks.com. Nope, is to head over to patreon.com/stonerchicks.
I'll say
thank
it again.
You, Ashley.
Thank you,
I'll
Ashley.
Say it again. Please, please do it.
The one other thing I was going to add is that if you want to meet other listeners of Stoner Chicks podcast, there's a bunch of listeners that are over on Discord bonding and getting to know each other and seshing, and they're all awesome. So for $3 a month, you can join our Discord and hang with us over there.
Indeed.
Please.
I'm going to light up this ding ding bowl. What are y'all smoking?
Well, I'm smoking a little something that we're prepping for next week's episode, which is actually a strain of weed I almost exclusively smoked Durban Poison or Jack Herrera because I was a sativa silly nuthead for a while. And so I haven't smoked this. What I have is Jack Herrera. I haven't smoked this strain in years.
Oh.
Which Jack Herrera do you have? Because I also, Phoebe here, am about to hit my bongo and it is full of Jack Herrera by Artisan.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, look, we both have the exact same jar.
We do.
And I just so happens that I am also smoking Jack Herrera, but I'm smoking from a weed pen. So I'm having Jack Herrera distill it, I think. And wow. Thanks for doing your homework, gals. We're all on the same strain on one episode that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Because next week, we're going to be doing Terpene of the Week, talking about terpinolene,
which is the dominant terpene in Jack Herrera. It's also the dominant terpene in, I think, the probably another popular strain is Golden Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to join in on the fun with terpinolene next week, grab yourself some of that.
Is Jack Herrera a real person? I know that's easily Googleable.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What did he
do? I've just hit my bug. It tasted real smooth. Now I'm just sort of letting it wash over me.
Between now and next week, we will have an answer to the question, who was Jack Herrera, listeners? And right now I'm saving the weed that I'm going to, my terpinolene weed that I'm going to smoke. I decided to start off the recording actually with a little indica dominant. It's a lava cake from Soulshine Cannabis.
Ooh.
Who, the one thing about Soulshine, they have the stupidest pre-roll packaging. They put their pre-rolls in like cellophane, mm-hmm. as if it's like a pack of cigarettes, and then stick it in a very collapsible cardboard box. So that's the only thing. Soulshine, I would go to you every time if it wasn't for your packaging.
Are you listening, Soulshine?
Are you listening? But we do love you.
Is there any Soulshine out there?
Can anybody hear me?
Can anybody hear me? But yes, happy 420s fucking Eve, everybody.
It truly is my favorite holiday now.
Oh.
Of the whole year. Like, I think it's even past 420. I love 420s Eve.
Yeah.
I love Eve's better than the actual day.
What is with that? Maybe because it's like the beginning of a vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. You only have up to go.
Exactly. Well, and then
still
back
have
down.
Fun stuff ahead. And when in our current timeline, it's actually 420s Eve, we'll all be touching our little pinkies together and in person and staring at our eyeballs. All 12 of our eyeballs will be in the same room looking at each
12?
Other.
12?
Leaving that eight. Pause.
Nope, 8. That was me trying to do math.
Yeah.
I did it fast.
It's like, how many eyeballs do you have, Phoebe?
That math pause was sadly wasted. We didn't quite get there, but
oh my gosh. Oh yeah, we have 8 eyes.
Yeah.
It's sounding like...
I just believed Phoebe's math.
I would love to blame it on the Jack Herrera. I don't know if I can. But sure, we'll
Phoebe's
say
sounding
it was definitely
a little high,
the weed.
Though.
I was. I'm really high. My mind is thinking.
Well, let me help you on that think train. And all aboard, it's Stephanie's High Thoughts with Stephanie.
It's Stephanie's High Thoughts with Stephanie.
Yep.
That's the new name.
Yep.
Oh, that got me.
Oh, I'm a little got too. Oh, Jack. This high thought comes from a friend of the pod, Adrian. It says, dear Stephanie, hope you're well. Thank you. But you forgot the happy part. No, no offense. Just kidding. I love it all. Hope you're well. I have another high thought and hope this one is less stumpy than last time. I'm trying to remember what.
I know which Adrian it was.
Okay. So humans are really, really good at pattern recognition. It's kind of our thing and kind of always going on when our eyes are open. When I'm nice and high, I like to look at things and try to pretend I'm not seeing things as objects or patterns and look at them as areas of colors, like how AI
Whoa.
Has trouble with object recognition and sees things as discrete area of color and not as a whole like we do or have learned to do.
Ooh.
We're good little computers, aren't we? I don't know if that's as much of a high thought as a high activity and super nerdiness, and it tickles my brain and is a fun way and wanted to share. Have fun and smoke your weed.
That's a total high thought because you think someone not smoking weed is going to be thinking like that? I don't know.
I think I need one of you to break that down for me.
Okay.
In layman's terms.
Like, imagine, like, look at the room in front of you, Phoebe.
Looking.
Now relax your eyes and don't think of it as computer, screen, whatever.
Right. Okay.
Think of it as like
yellow,
gray,
right?
Splotch. Like, think of it in terms of paint, like if your life was paint by numbers and everything was 2D.
Okay.
Or if, have you ever stared at magic eye paintings? You have to relax your eyes to do it.
I've never been
is
able
this
to
like,
do it.
I'm doing the opposite of a magic eye.
You're doing the opposite of like an AI.
But I mean, a magic eye is you look at something until it turns into another picture. And I'm trying to make what the picture in front of me turn into just
nothingness.
Oh, nothingness. Man. Isn't that the opposite?
What I just said was backwards.
Well, part of AI's problem is what Adrian was saying is they have a hard time with pattern recognition. And humans are really, really good at like, so how you can tell like an AI picture is an AI picture and not a real picture, because it's harder and harder to do nowadays.
And it's going to get harder and harder to do in the future.
Yeah, but right now, AI cannot, if there's a complex series of lines or patterns, AI cannot replicate that or imagine what it would look like if it was multiplied. So you get these inconsistencies in pictures.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Also, AI, like, let's say you have a stove, right? And it's a four-burner stove. AI doesn't know that four burners means four knobs on the stove. Doesn't have
right
that correlation. So it might only have three burner or three knobs for a four-burner stove, not knowing, like, why. It doesn't understand the pattern of the stove needs a knob for each burner.
Right.
It just looks as, at things as loopy blabs.
I hate AI art so fucking much. I hate it. I really do. It feels soulless. It freaks me out in a way that like nightmares do. Like when I'm looking at AI art, even the stuff that's meant to be like, look at this beautiful fantasy land with like cotton candy colors and beautiful magical plants that you could never even imagine. When I'm looking at it, the lighting in it is hollow and there's just a lack of humanity that really, really unsettles me. And also, I have found psychologically that if I see a post that uses an AI image, I am way less likely to read what is below it. And I am way less likely to believe that what is below it is credible. So just a PSA, anyone who's thinking about using AI art out there,
Yeah. People
aren't going to want to fucking read your shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
What's the thing called? It's called Uncanny Valley. That's kind of what I get when I, especially when AI tries to recreate humans.
Yeah.
Or even other animals. There's that uncanny valley. Well, you know it's not real, but you don't know why, because it looks so believable on the outside. Mm-hmm. But you know it's not real, and that there's this creepiness behind the image where it's like it doesn't have that spirit, that life that creates real life. Like AI is trying to replicate it, and you can tell that it's not. I don't know how to explain it.
Partially, it's because humans are imperfect. And when AI is creating these images, the imperfections that they're showing in terms of like having like too many fingers or something like that, that's not what I'm talking about. But like symmetry and stuff like that, that's not how humans actually look. And it starts to look quite monstrous as opposed to like the natural laugh of an actual baby's face or whatever, you know.
You want to hear some wild thing we did in my household with AI? Is Zach was looking for a new LinkedIn photo, and there's an AI that you just give it a bunch of photos with you, and it gives you like a whole file of LinkedIn photos based off the photos you give it of yourself. And so we were going through, there's probably like 100 pictures of Zach and as a LinkedIn photo, and like some of them like did not look like him. And it was like really hilarious to see what the computer did with his face. But then some of them did look like him. And there were maybe out of 100, there were maybe like 3 or 4 that I felt looked like Zach's soul was in that photo looking at me.
Yeah. It got a little bit of that soul. Just a little bit of that soul's in there now.
I know. It was cheaper than doing a photo shoot for his LinkedIn. Like, who fucking cares? He's just trying to get a job and then he won't need those anymore. But like, it was weird thing to go through.
I can kind of see almost like, you know, and I'm going to sound really ignorant, but the certain cultures that feel like having photographs taken of them steals mm-hmm. a little bit of their soul or spirit.
Yeah. Whoa.
I could kind of see that in a way. Like, I kind of feel that way about like AI or the government getting a hold of my likeness or like my retina or whatever, that you see, saying that you could see Zach's soul in this picture.
Oh, God.
His soul, like that, I could see that.
I feel like this intersects with the fucked up physics two slit experiment we learned about a couple episodes ago. I feel like these two things somehow, they tell each other a story. And I'll be honest, I'm getting scared. So I need us to move on.
Quantum computing is a little scary.
No, this really is scary, and I want to talk about something else.
Well, just real quickly, has anyone seen a picture or seen out and about a doppelganger of themselves?
Yes. I mean, not hardcore, but I've definitely seen people and been like, oh, weird. I feel like that kind of looks like me.
I've seen, like, there's a picture of my aunt from, like, the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was her 50th birthday, and I was walking, and they had all these pictures of her up. And I was walking down the stairs and it was like, you know, a timeline of her life up until that point. And the picture from the 70s is there and it's black and white. And I'm looking at it and I honestly thought it was me. And I had to stare at it for like 5 minutes. And I was like, that's me. And I was like, but I wasn't alive then. And then I was like, why is there a picture of me on the wall for Aunt Judy's birthday? And they're like, well, that's not you. That's Aunt Judy. And I was like, what the fuck?
Stephanie, did you see a little bit of your soul?
Well, no, I see the family resemblance, I guess.
And the spell is broken. No more scary. So we're back to feeling comfortable.
Back to cushy stoner chick vibes.
Oh, I love you guys. Happy.
Well, hey, thanks, Adrian.
So much. And
wait, did he say that was supposed to be less intense to talk about?
Yeah, I think, less stumpy. What did he say?
Yeah, less stumpy. That was it.
His first one was literally, I couldn't, like, I asked you to break that one down. The other one you guys did when I was doing my Dinklopedia research.
Oh, what was it? Which one?
So I only listened to it when I was listening to the episode, and I truly was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Wait, why? What was it?
I know. We can't go down this road.
I'm pretty sure it was talking about perception also.
Yeah.
Adrian, I like how you think about perception. That's so interesting. Keep them coming.
Those were high things using our noodle. What about high things using another part of our 12 of that
our
we
poodle?
Have
yeah and a by doodle? Poodle I mean my eyeballs, because this is things I saw while I was high.
Things I saw while I was high.
Look at that.
So a couple of weeks ago, Grace here, by the way.
Hi Grace.
A couple
good
of
to meet
weeks
you.
Ago I got the chance to go to the Northwest Leaf Bowl, or the Washington Leaf Bowl, I guess. And this is put on by Northwest Leaf Magazine. And there's a whole bunch of different leaf magazines across the country. There's like California Leaf, Maryland Leaf. It's kind of a thing. And then they have like Leaf Life podcast. So
say that 10 times fast.
And then there's like a guy who's a DJ named Ricker.
DJ Oh, yeah, DJ Ricker.
You know him?
No, sorry, I was gonna say that.
Is he like on local radio?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, he seemed to be in charge in some way. He seemed to be one of the hosts of the event. I don't really care to talk so much about the hosts of the event.
Oh, DJ Ricker?
What I really want to focus on is the vendors, because mm-hmm. the vendors yeah. are what really made this event. And from what I understand from people that I've talked to, since this was my first cannabis sort of industry event that I've ever been to, from what I understand, that's usually kind of the case, is like, okay, so the event planners, whatever they do is one thing, but then it's really the artists who are represented there, the growers, the producers, the advocates, the artists. Those are the people mm-hmm. who are making it the events that it is. So I just wanted to give a few shout outs of things that I saw while I was high at the Washington Leaf Bowl.
Yeah.
I went with our new friend, Sophia.
Woo. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. She has a business called Priestess Celebrations, priestesscelebrations.com. And she is basically an event planner for most things non-wedding, kind of anything that you would want. And so it was really fun to go to this event with her. And they had photo booths. They had snack tables. They had the entertainment for the evening. It was kind of interesting. Was an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Oh, who? Was it a local Elvis impersonator?
Yeah. You know, the Elvis impersonator.
Is it Elvis?
I don't know.
But of all of us, the person who would know Elvis impersonators is Stephanie.
It's Stephanie.
Is Stephanie. Yes. Yeah, that is the most zoo thing. mm-hmm.
I know every single local Elvis impersonator in Seattle. Okay.
But it was interesting because there was the Elvis impersonator, but then there was also people doing acrobatics, like wearing morph suits and like on those... on like a spinning hoop and like
what's
flipping
a morph
around.
Suit?
You know, like where you can't, where it's like spandex and you can't see any of their skin or their face or anything.
Yeah.
Like a green suit, like a green suit or something.
Yeah. I don't know why I've always called those. Anyway.
What have you called them?
Like gimp suits.
Yeah.
I think we know. I think we all know why.
But a gimp suit is usually, I feel like, leather in my mind.
Yeah,
leather.
And there's like holes cut out in certain areas.
Yeah,
and
okay, thanks, Stephanie.
This was no holes and it was spandex. But there was, anyway, so there's someone in a morph suit spinning around while fake Elvis sings Viva Las Vegas. And it was a little bit of a cognitive dissonance with the tone of the event, which was like a bunch of stoners dressed in the dress code. Was semi-formal. Oh. So everyone was dressed as if they were like at a cocktail party or something. And then, but it was just a bunch of stoners. So it was kind of a funny thing. I played giant Jenga with women who run the Cannabis Alliance. And they're the ones that advocated to get the excise tax waived for medical patients in Washington. They're super fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I definitely want to talk to them.
Yeah.
So the Cannabis Alliance, I connected with them. I got to meet the growers of one of my favorite strains of all time, Blue Roots' THC Bomb. And they told me to my face that they're phasing it out.
No.
And,
yeah. And the one guy said, "Hey, Mark, THC Bomb's her favorite." And he looked at me and he said, "I'm so sorry." And I said, "Oh my God." But they recommended that I try Lamb's Breath, which was apparently Bob Marley's strain.
Whoa.
And so Blue Roots has a Lamb's Breath that they do that I got to try.
On it.
Then they had a dab station set up. There's a guy who has a business called Intergalactic Catering, and he basically has really beautiful blown glass dab rigs set up at little stations, and there's like alcohol pads to clean it. And then he has a whole bunch of dab rigs going, and you get to choose what strain you want. And then he slices off a little dab and drops it on for you. And then you just have to like take the dab. So I had some Gorilla Glue, and that was the first thing we did. So the first thing I did at this event was to dab. And then it was just really neat because we would like look over and there would just be like a woman in a long white satin gown, like hitting a beautiful bong. And then I would talk to her and she's like, "I'm from Anonymous Buffalo. We do processing and packaging." And, or then I would talk to like Ash and Ree from the Chronic Girls 420 on Instagram. They're coming out with a new podcast. We're actually going to talk to them, called Talking Potheads. And they have a business called Take Roots Training, where that's all about training bud tenders. So we got to smoke with them.
Fun. Were you just all smoking indoors?
No. So it was non-consumption inside. They had a tent outside where the dab stations were, mm-hmm. and they had like CBD and THC drinks out there, and people were blazing up in the tent. And then people were also outside the tent. I think like technically it was a like, quote, non-consumption event, because it took place at the Seattle Design Center. So it was like a bunch of fancy furniture stores. And then, but the point of the Leaf Bowl is that it's an award ceremony. So they were, a whole bunch of companies had submitted their product to be tried. And then there was a panel of judges, and then they were handing out awards. And I didn't like the award ceremony very much. It was really hard to hear what they were saying. Yeah. And I didn't feel like they were really holding people's attention very well, which was a shame for the people who were being honored, unfortunately. Right. But I got some good ideas for new brands to try out. And more than that, it was just really fun to like make connections and see and talk to people who are really passionate about cannabis. And I kind of got really swept up in it.
No, it's so cool that you repped for us, Grace. That's awesome. We need to do more of that.
Yeah. I brought 7 stickers in with me. And like at the beginning of the night, I was like, I have 7 stickers and I'm going to be really intentional about who I give them to. And so I tried to give stickers to people that I thought might actually want to listen to our podcast. Aww. And it was all good people and it was all good vibes. And I feel like we had a good exchange going, and I'm ready to go to my next cannabis event.
Yeah.
Cannabis events, throw them at us.
This is my first year ever going to cannabis events, and I've only been to a couple, but like, man, stoners are awesome. You know what I mean? Like a big, giant group of stoners is like so heartwarming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, what I noticed a lot, the women in the room were really standing out and really shining.
Of course.
I'm not surprised, even a drop.
And with that, I think it's time for a smoke break. Welcome back from your smoke break, stoners. It's 420's Eve.
It sure is. And we have some really exciting... Okay, Kayla, Grace, Stephanie and I have been digging.
What?
We had to dig deep. And we have some breaking... A story
nostalgia?
That was buried. Oh, no. This is a Cannaplorg exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's huge. This is huge. But before we get to that...
Who's Cannaplorg?
Cannaplorg is a sentient space nug.
Mm-hmm.
And the mascot of 420's Eve.
Yes, they started 420's Eve in a lot of way. They are the being we look up to. If you watch our Twitch show tonight, or you can go back and watch our old ones, as I did recently, we go over, there's so much lore around this holidays. And so we're going to quickly recap, just not recap, we're going to go over 2 lores that oft perhaps get forgotten. Stephanie?
Yes, I'll take it from here. Thank you, Phoebe. So one of our original lores about Cannaplorg has really nothing to do with Cannaplorg, but it's about if you want a bountiful, fruitful garden of herbs and spices, if you will.
Oh my God, me.
What you do is you find a nice nurse log. If you don't know what a nurse log is, a nurse log is a fallen tree or part of a dead tree that is decomposing, and it actually hosts a whole ecosystem of life, of critters and other things that grow off of it. And anyway, so you find a nurse log and you place a little nug on the nurse log. And what that does, it's a gift to the little forest gnomes that live about. And when you are not able to care for your plants, the forest gnomes, if they're nice and high and get a little gift, they'll come and do your gardening while you are asleep or away.
Ooh.
They mm-hmm. will come and make sure everything is watered nice. There's no parasites. They That's what forest gnomes do. But you have to leave a little nug of an offering.
On a nurse log.
On a nurse log.
Oh my God, you guys, can we? I'm not even kidding. I'll take a vacation day so that we can go find a nurse log on 419. I want to put out a nug.
Dude, what are you talking about? You're going to be here. We'll all be together.
I know. So let's go. Let's I know, go to the forest.
I know places where we'll find nurse logs.
Thank you, Stephanie. That's
okay,
what I would like
also,
to
say. Also, something often forgotten, but Cannibalurg was not always in our realm. They, in fact, crossed over on 419 year 2000. And when Cannibalurg first crossed over, they were confused. They felt lost. And it was the light of the lava lamps that they followed.
Yeah.
And because of this, if you are a lava lamp owner, you will often find a nug left for you on 420's Eve.
Oh.
So these were just some lores to bring back for anyone that happens to be a new listener. It just, there's a lot there. But so Cannibalurg, sentient space nug. Most people lose their memory of being around Cannibalurg. So Cannibalurg is able to sort of exist around and sort of do what they want, because most people will just forget.
Have you ever seen Men in Black? Will Smith's little doohickey where he erases memory? That's kind of like Cannibalurg, but they don't have the little doohickey. It's just their essence.
I forgot all of this.
Yeah, same with me.
In me and Stephanie's scooping and sleuthing, we discovered that last New Year's Eve, Cannibalurg was hanging out at some Beverly Hills New Year's Eve party and ended up hobnobbing with an Us Weekly reporter.
What?
And did a story of what's in Cannibalurg's bag.
Whoa.
It's and just the everyday items that Cannibalurg makes sure that's
didn't realize
always on their
that by
person.
By giving permission for this to be printed, it existed and was out there. And here's the thing. It was written up. It was ready to go. The publishers, the people in charge were like, this is too big. We can't put something like this out there. So they buried it.
Wait.
Got buried. This thing never went to print. Steph and I have found it.
Well, they were probably worried since it was for New Year's Eve that they were going to, that he was going to take away steam from Baby New Year.
Right. So we have, and we'll now read to you. So what's in this sentient
space nugs?
Space Nugs bag.
I think.
Oh shit!
I'm looking at our looking at our script, and this segment is called Cannibalurg Purse.
And if I was to think of Cannibalurg, I think they'd have like a cross bag, like a crossed.
See, I think a backpack that's under the cape.
See, I kind of like a cross sack.
That we
like
don't. Unfortunately, don't have that answer. But here we go. Here are the items that Cannibalurg
Satchel.
Listed.
Sack?
Like Santa sack?
Here we go. We ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Steph, you're starting us off.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, first item.
The first item in Cannibalurg's bag is a little bit of purple thread and a needle for any cape repairs needed for space travel.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd he go?
And there's Cannibalurg. Grace has made Cannibalurg out of air clay or whatever.
Another item in Cannibalurg's bag is Gloss Bomb Universal Lip Luminizer by Fenty in shade Hot Chocolate Fantasy. Interesting.
Obviously, Cannibalurg needs a lighter, so Cannibalurg has a lighter with a picture of Cannibalurg's first Earth Crush, Miss Frizzle, on it.
First yeah. Earth Crush, Grace, you would chance with Cannibalurg.
Also in the purse is left-handed silver trim scissors.
Cannibalurg is left-handed? This is huge.
Apparently, right? Huge.
Mm-hmm. Cannibalurg also loves Hot Topic, so Cannibalurg has bought weed baggies that have pictures of fruit on them.
Oh.
From Hot Topic?
From yes. Hot Topic.
Also in the bag, several yellow mustard packets, which I approve of.
Wow, Phoebe, I wonder who came up with that one.
Excuse me?
Cannibalurg's always on the go, needs something to snack on when they're feeling low. So we got Mott's Fruit Snacks.
Ooh, oh, a Mott's
wow.
fan.
It's
a
Stoner Mott's Chick's
fan.
Favorite.
You've heard it here first. Yeah, it's Mott's.
Oh, also a gift card to Chiba Hut.
You.
Whoa, big spender.
There's $2.59 remaining on that card.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And adjusting for inflation, that would have bought probably a couple of sandwiches back in 2000.
There's also a half-eaten bag of Milky Way balls. And these are snacks made in the Milky Way. You have to, if you know, you know.
Yeah. Also, ooh, Kayla, one of the things in this bag is Jeff Probst's phone number written on a golden nugget matchbook.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I was just thinking about Jeff Probst.
Sentient space nugs always carry a key to the James Webb telescope.
Yep. They have a key?
Yeah.
Also in there, a tiny spaghetti strainer.
Wow.
Yep, in the bag, not the
for a tiny
telescope.
Spaghetti.
Yes. It could be for anything. It could be for lots of things.
Could be for a lot.
Maybe
of
he, that's what he. That's what they carry their nugs around in that they leave everywhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Cannibalorg ran into Willie Nelson, Guitar Center, and so he got a guitar pick from the album Stardust.
Whoa. Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also in their bag is the book Beekeeping for Dummies.
You got to be reading.
Really into beekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Find him in the apiary.
Cannibalorg is kind of old school with the music listening, so has a baby blue Walkman holding a well-worn mixtape made by a dear friend from the planet Pluto.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. So many stories to tell that Cannibalorg. Also, earmuffs in the shape of blueberry muffins.
Oh, cute. Wow. What a cutie.
Earmuff muffs. Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Earmuff muffs, ear muffins.
Cannibalorg sometimes needs to be discreet, and so there's a fake mustache for them to have a disguise when they just want to not be noticed.
Yeah, and then the last item on this list, there's just an old wishing star covered in dirt and dust, just down there in the bottom of the bag.
Catch a falling star and.
Put it in
Cannibalorg's bag.
In the sack.
So that is what's in their bag. Cannibalorg, the sentient space nug edition, would have been buried forever, but Steph and I dug it up.
We're just a couple of internet sleuths, you know?
That's incredible. I feel like in retrospect, this was almost a BuzzFeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? It almost was.
BuzzFeed.
Fame.
Fortune.
Deceit.
BuzzFeed.
Allure. Gossip. Deceit. A BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. Well, Cannibalorg, just like us.
Just like us, Cannibalorg. Needs to go to bed. So we're going away.
Thank you so much for listening. The end of another episode.
Yeah.
And have a wonderful 420s Eve.
Yes.
And
watch us.
I have something to say.
You do?
Yeah.
Kayla.
Coming
in.
Do. Okay. Do I have to do my bong? I never do my bong.
You never do. We just put in the sound effect and my little tip to you, because I laughed last time, though no one will catch it, is you should kind of take a beat or sound like you just took a bong hit when you start talking.
Oh my God. I don't want to lie. I haven't changed my bong water today, but I do have a pen in my hand.
Use the pen.
Listen, hit the pen. Take this as the uncovering. All right, listeners, what you just heard, that was the behind the scenes. We've deceived you before with a fake
only
bong
with
rip.
Kayla.
Only with Kayla. And only
Kayla's the little liar.
I'm not a liar. It wasn't my idea to put the sound effect in there.
Listen, we're not deceivers.
Yes, the first
it's
time
for
you
the
asked
sake
us
of the
to.
Bit.
Oh, shut up. I don't even remember that.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm gonna while you start, I'm gonna hit my bong.
60-second bong box.
60-second bong box.
Can I just say something? there's no reason for us to be ashamed of wanting to have a polished production.
There's no goddamn rules to Bong Box. It's not fucking Bong Box. There's no the world rules goes into to chaos. Fucking
Bong Box. We make the rules. We make the rules to Bong Box.
There's an order to things.
All right, I'm getting out my stopwatch. I'll do a timer, actually, 1 minute timer. And today is not a rant, it's a rave, but not the kind of rave you're thinking, Stephanie. But I'm gonna, although I could rave about raves, let's start. Wait, I gotta hit my pen. My electric pen.
It's the world's tiniest bong.
I love 420's Eve, okay? I love traditions. I love to, like, I love when you have people in your life this long, right? Long enough that you can have traditions together, which was an original idea of Grace's, I believe. You had a New Year's resolution. You wanted to create a holiday that year. And so we were like, okay, 420's Eve. And now we have these traditions that just make me so happy. I have traditions, you know, with family, with my partner, with friends. When you hit like a 1 year milestone with a friend, which I just did recently, it's like, oh, we can have traditions now as friends. It's beautiful. So thank you to everyone for celebrating 420's Eve with us the last 3 years. It's been so wonderful. I can't wait to do our fucking celebration on Twitch tonight and Cannablorg forever till the day I die. Amen.
Smoky weed, bitches.
And that has been my 60-second bong box.
Yay.
Yay. Happy 420s Eve to you, dear stoner.
And also to you, dear stoner.
And unto you.
Ooh, I like that. See, it doesn't always have to be the same. It's actually never has been the same, and it's always been funny, so that can just be part of it. And listeners, happy 420s, a highest of 420s eves to you. We will talk to you soon, and in the meantime, if you have time and energy and the willpower, you can rate or review us on Apple or Spotify. 5 stars on Spotify if you're nasty, and 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts. We might read your 5-star review on the podcast. You can find out more about us by merch, get links to our shows, et cetera, at stonerchickspodcast.com. And we also have crazy hats on our website. So if you're looking for a crazy hat, you can go to stonerchickspodcast.com and click the merch tab. Oh, I'm so sad it's over, but I don't cry because it happened. Happy 420s Eve. Grace, what do stoner chicks always say?
Oh, come around and join in hands and light a bowl for me. We'll smoke together one and all on 420s Eve. Thanks for listening. Smoke your weed. Stoner Chicks Podcast is hosted by me, Grace Penzel, Stephanie Thompson, Kayla Teal, and Phoebe Richards. The show is edited by German at Your Podcast Editor, and the theme music is composed by Jessica Damari. Email us your high thoughts at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com or send us snail mail at P.O. Box 80586, Seattle, Washington 98108. Please follow us on social media at Stoner Chicks Podcast on Instagram or Broccoli.